8 minutes past eight. John S. Doyle is here again with It Says in the Papers.
For the love of Kevin, slow down. So says the Irish Sun lead headline. In a front page editorial, the paper says it is urging drivers to slow down in the wake of Garda Kevin Flatley's death. People need to rethink their approach to driving. We all have a role to play in reducing fatalities on our roads, says the writer. The Irish Examiner front page has a nice picture of the jockey Rachel Blackmore astride Captain Guinness after they won the Betway Queen Mother Champion Chase at Cheltenham last year. Her announcement that she is to retire from racing gives the Irish Daily Star its lead story with the headline, "And She's Off." The Examiner picture is by Healy Racing Photo. There's another shot of her on the Independent front page, credited to PA. The Independent leads with a story about hip surgery. Senan Maloney writes that families are now receiving letters about operations on their children from 15 years ago, increasing the likelihood that a scandal over unnecessary surgery is about to deepen sharply. The Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, said that the letters have been sent to families of patients who had hip dysplasia procedures since 2015. The Irish Times reports that teachers have been warned by the Department of Education that they could lose up to 5% of pay due under public service deals if they fail to cooperate with controversial leaving certificate reforms. Schools are also the main story for the Examiner. Jess Casey reports that families have initiated legal proceedings against the state to secure appropriate school places for their children. In an affidavit, one parent said their child's educational needs were quite pronounced. The child is non-verbal and cannot hold a pencil. The continuing trial in the Central Criminal Court of Richard Satchwell, charged with the murder of his wife Tina, is the main focus of the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Daily Mail leads with what reporter John Lee calls bombshell-protected disclosures seen by the paper. He reports that a whistleblower said that a Walther Air pistol had been specifically purchased by a Garda due to their child having a particular interest in air pistols. The Times, Examiner and Independent give prominence to the news that the state will co-fund salaries for top academics as part of a scheme to poach overseas talent for Ireland's universities under plans going to the Cabinet today. The Times says the effort is expected to target, among others, disillusioned academics in the United States who have lost financial backing due to interventions by the Trump administration or who have been frozen out by Trump, as the Examiner puts it. The initiative by the Minister for Higher and Further Education, James Lawless, will see a team of what are called talent attachés deployed around the globe to court high-calibre researchers. The Times has a long piece from the New York Times with a lot of inside information about how Robert Francis Prevost, a quiet American dark horse, as he is described, became Pope. For The Independent, Paddy Agnew reports from Rome on the new Pope's meeting yesterday with about 4,000 members of the press who had been covering the illness and funeral of his predecessor Francis, as well as his own election. He was greeted, says Agnew, with an unexpectedly sustained round of applause. Leo XIV called on reporters and journalists to strive for a different kind of communication, one that does not seek consensus at all costs, does not use aggressive words, does not follow the culture of competition, and never separates the search for truth from the love with which we must humbly seek it. Peace, he said, begins with each one of us, in the way we look at others, listen to others and speak about others.
That's John S. Doyle. It's 12 minutes past eight.